Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, I'm Dr. Dave. Welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is episode 101. Incredible. And thanks so much for being here. I'm recording this on location outside. It's a beautiful September day towards the end of September, and I've got a lot to talk to you about today, so let's get right into it. Remember, this is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier, and it's amazing. You know, I know last week we celebrated our 100th episode, and when I first started this show, this idea, this concept, I never ever imagine that I get this far. I mean, I really had no idea what was in store. You know, as you know, when I first started off, it was called Slice Your Age in Half. Then we changed it to Slice Your Age. Now it's the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I think the David Matto Lifestyle Show tells the whole story. It's all about the lifestyle, and I'm doing it. I'm trying to help you do it. I know you can do it. So I got a lot of really pretty cool things to talk to you about, but I just don't know whether looking back on last week's show, the 100th birthday party, I'm just not so sure I expressed my feelings and my gratitude towards you and towards what I'm doing. And I just wanted to take just a couple seconds and thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being a friend of mine. Even if you have never met me personally, and I'm saying this very seriously, if we've never met personally, I consider you a friend. I feel you. I feel your energy. You're here with me. We're changing the world one person at a time. And as I said, when we first started off, I had no idea what was going to happen. You know, I had a few viewers here and there, a few listeners. I should say listeners, because when we first started, it was not video yet. But now, over time, over these 2 years and 100, and this is the 101st episode now, just people from all over the world are just watching the video, listening to the audio podcast, and I am just so humbled, and thank you. And I always say, if I can change one life from somebody watching this or listening to this, it makes my day, and it's evident that I've changed many more. I thanked so many of you, and I read a lot of your stories last episode. I've got a couple more, maybe two or three more that came in kind of late, and I missed them. I really don't want to miss them totally, so I want to give these people that wrote in just a chance to express how they feel. So I'll do it on this 101st episode right here. The first one comes from Michael Calgill. He says, "Good morning, Dave. I must say much more in my life has changed because of you. I look at myself and the world differently now, not just what I eat, but other things too. I'm into conservation, meditation now, and due to some lower back injury, I'll be starting yoga soon to repair lower back muscles. I drink purified water. I exercise more than ever. I'm hiking. I tread step machine. I even recycle as a way to help our planet." Well, very cool. "Dave, I guess turning 60 really opened my eyes to what direction I needed to go in. I don't preach, but if asked, I will tell others what I do and believe is a healthy way of life. I just changed a few people's way of eating and lifestyle, and it feels great. I wish more people would just realize how changing a few things could change their lives for the better to become healthier and happier. Michael, it sounds like you should be on the podcast helping me, because your philosophy is exactly the same as mine. I love this. I've lost 72 pounds at this point." That's incredible, Michael. "And it's interesting. I know what to eat to maintain my body weight. I think I will lose another 20 pounds and be right where I feel comfortable." Michael, right on with that. Congratulations. That's so cool. And I will tell you, it's very interesting. When you really start eating healthy and living a healthy lifestyle, you know what and what not to put into your body. And you know if you eat something in particular, it will cause you to gain weight and get less healthy. Unhealthier is not a word. I don't know. Anyway, but you get this sense of what's good, what's bad, what I need to eat, what I don't need to eat. And as I said before, if you eat healthy plant-based foods that are whole foods, not processed, because there are a lot of plant-based foods that are processed, and we don't believe in that. But if you're eating healthy plant-based foods, non-processed, minimal sugar, salt, and oil all day long, you stay in an equilibrium. You just don't gain weight. It's the healthiest way to go. There's no question. So, Michael, thanks so much for that. I really appreciate that. J.U. says, good morning to Dr. David and Yoko from Australia. Yeah, Jay. Thank you for sharing your world to us. I'm so thankful you've entered my life through your podcast and guiding me through some of the toughest times in my life, sharing your experiences, thoughts, and views, which have tied a lot of puzzles in my life. Wow, Jay, that's so cool. I'm so glad that we're able to help you down under in Australia. And if you don't know, if you haven't heard of Jay has been a listener for a long time. And Jay actually came to the U.S. this past May to run the Beta Breakers 12K race with us. And she hung out. We did a meetup and we had a cool dinner. So Jay from Australia, I'm so glad that you're with me. You're with me and Yoko. And it was great meeting up with you in San Francisco. Let's do it again sometime soon, Jane. And I'm so glad your life is really good now. Millie Slater Thompson, your enthusiasm and passion for all you do is always inspired me to push towards the best I can be. Millie, I'm so glad to hear that. We got some, if it's never too late. If you want to write in and say anything to me, if ask a question, make a comment, let me know how I've changed your life. I will feature you on the show. So it's greatly appreciated. I want to talk to you about something that Yoko and I did about 3 weeks ago. We were in Colorado for a couple weeks. You probably know because we did a couple episodes from there. We did one right after we finished a half marathon that was at an elevation over. It went up over 12,500 feet. Now, half marathon, you know, it's 13.1 miles, so it's not an easy feat to begin with. But when you're running a half marathon over 12,000 feet, over 12,500 feet, give that a try. It's not so easy. Somebody actually wrote into me and said it's one of the toughest half marathons in the world. I'm not sure if that's the case. I mean, maybe it is. It was really, really tough, but we had a great time doing it. But a week later, after we did this half marathon, Yoko and I actually set out to hike two 14,000 foot mountains. Actually, our plan was to do one. It's called Mount Democrat. I don't have the stats in front of me, but it's just over 14,000 feet. In Colorado, or actually anywhere, when there's a mountain that has an altitude of over 14,000 feet, it's called a 14er. We call it a 14er. So Yoko and I set out to hike Mount Democrat. So it was about a 45 minute drive from where we're staying in Breckenridge. And I've got to tell you, first of all, one of the toughest things about hiking this mountain, about summiting Mount Democrat, is the drive you have to take to get there. Because what you go through, you go south out of Breckenridge, Colorado. You go over a mountain pass over the Continental Divide. It's called Hoosier Pass, which is kind of a cool mountain pass. It's got a lot of switchbacks, and you're way up above, way up above tree line, and you're kind of looking down as you go over this pass. And it takes you back down the mountain. You get to a small town called Alma. A-L-M-A, Alma, Colorado. And when you get to Alma, you make a right towards this lake called Kite Lake. Okay, sounds pretty good so far, nothing, no big deal. But driving on this road towards Kite Lake, I've got to tell you something, you better be prepared. I think the drive to the road up to Kite Lake is more difficult than hiking this mountain, perhaps. The road is in poor repair. There are like just bumps and potholes and all kinds of irregularities. It's grooves and ditches. It's really, really hard to describe. It's like this old county road. And if you don't have a good four-wheel drive vehicle, you're not going to make it up that road. I felt if you're a skier, I'm going to equate it to like skiing moguls, because like the whole time up this road, we're like going in and out and dodging potholes and dodging ditches. And it was a crazy drive. I was really worried we were going to get a flat tire and we break down in the middle of nowhere, because we got there before dark. Of course, we had to have an early start. So we finally made it up this little podunk county road to this place called Kite Lake, and it's still dark. We have our headlamps on. We get out of the car. We kind of get our packs ready to go, and we start the hike up to Mount Democrat. Okay, so it starts out, it's kind of on a level path. It's not too bad, but it fairly quickly starts to go uphill. And it's about 6 a.m., maybe 6:15 a.m., and very, very soon after that, the sun starts to get light, so we can turn off our headlamps. We don't need headlamps, and start to look up and see Mount Democrat off in the distance. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we're hiking to the top of that thing. Yes, we are. We're hiking to the top of it. And you know, it's a lot of slow going, slow walking, going up some rocks that are kind of stairs. A lot of there were some times I had to kind of almost get down on my knees and do some boulder hopping and scrambling over rocks. Now, the thing that made it really difficult, though, was not, believe it or not, the altitude makes it tough, but the thing that made it even more difficult, that actually became a little bit scary to me, was the fact that, I guess, in the early morning dawn, the rocks are wet. And I started noticing as I'm going up some of these rocks and it's steep and you're kind of jumping over them and you start to slide and slip and you're up on this big mountain. And I'm thinking like, wow, this is starting to get a little bit dangerous. Now, I had hiking poles, I had a pack. And only thing that really concerned me was not the difficulty of the hike up the hill, because I knew I could do that. It was the rocks, it was the wet rocks. And that was scary because I knew if I took one fall, that could really be a very, very serious situation. So I just kind of was being very careful, watching my step. I learned a technique that actually, so if the rocks that come together, kind of step in between the rocks a little bit, kind of in a little depression between two rocks or two rocks. And it kind of gives you a little more traction that way instead of stepping on the really slick, flat part of these rocks. So my tremendous concern actually was, okay, if I make it up here, which I knew I would eventually, even if we were going slow, going downhill, this steep, rocky descent with wet rocks, that's what really, really worried me. I was thinking, like, how am I going to do that? But I didn't really stop and obsess over that too much. I just kept going up, up, up. And we met some really, really nice people along the way. And of course, you take breaks and you stop because it's a difficult hike when you're hiking up to over 14,000 feet in Colorado. But some of the people we met, I think hikers, for some reason, I don't know, I'm not, bikers are good, runners are good, walkers are good, but something about people hiking on a mountain, they seem to be some of the kindest people on this planet. I don't know why, but they just seem to be so, so nice. We met these two guys. Let me think. One was from Minneapolis. The other was kind of a local Colorado guy. We kind of hiked a lot with them, and they turned out to be really, really good guys. We met this one girl who is, she was in her late 20s. She's, okay, get this now. I've never seen this on a mountain. She was carrying her mountain bike to the summit. Yeah, she was carrying a 35-pound mountain bike to the summit of Mount Democrat. This girl was smaller than I am. I could not have done it. I was more worried about my footing, slipping, falling off this mountain, dying. She's carrying a mountain bike over her shoulders. It was unbelievable. So ultimately, we all made it to the top. We took some pictures. It was great. Hung out at the top for a while, talking to some people. I actually met a girl from kind of my hometown, not my hometown, but actually where I used to have a dental practice in Ellicott City, Maryland. She's from Ellicott City. She now lives in Colorado, but we were talking, reminiscing about the old days in Ellicott City. That was pretty funny. But we all made it to the top. We're hanging there, having fun. It was difficult. I'm not going to say it was easy. It was definitely difficult. And we start the descent down. And luckily, I believe in God. Yes, luckily, it warmed up enough so the wet rocks became dry, and actually the descent was not very difficult at all. It was much easier and faster than the ascent, I would say. And kind of made it down to a saddle between two mountains, between Mount Democrat and Mount Cameron. So we're at the saddle. We have a choice to make. We say, okay, let's go back down to the car. Or Yoko said to me, let's do another 14er today. And I'm thinking, like, Yoko, are you crazy? Why? We just did a 14er. We did a half marathon last weekend. Let's kind of cool it for a little while. She said, no, it's right there. Let's just go up another 14,000-foot mountain. I didn't want to be by myself. I said, okay, let's go up. Let's go up that mountain. So we started hiking up the next 14,000-foot mountain that was right next to Mount Democrat, which is called Mount Cameron. I'd say it was a little bit easier than Mount Democrat, more of a definite trail going up Whereas Mount Democrat, there was just so much rock scrambling. I'd say there was not like a definite trail, just really kind of each man for his own scramble over these rocks to get to the top of Mount Democrat. But I mean, there was, I guess, an official trail, but it's all rocks. Mount Cameron was more, I'd say more of a trail, a little bit, maybe not as steep. And I'm here a couple weeks later. I can't remember the exact time frame. I think it took us from the trailhead at Kite Lake, it took us 2 hours and 15 minutes, I believe this is correct, 2 hours and 15 minutes to summit Mount Democrat. Once we got back down to the saddle between the two mountains, it took us probably, I don't remember even now, maybe another hour or so to summit Mount Cameron. So we got to the top of Mount Cameron, we're hanging there, taking pictures, eating. I remember eating a sandwich that I brought. It was a great day. Then we just kind of went back down Mount Cameron. It was kind of a long hike down Mount Cameron to the saddle between the two mountains and this long trail back to Kite Lake. It was an incredible day. It was difficult, but I felt a serious, serious sense of accomplishment once we got down to the car, to the trailhead, to the car after summiting two 14,000 feet mountains in Colorado. So where am I going with this? I mean, I like to do things that are fairly extreme, but not too extreme. I don't go crazy. But I found over the years that mixing up my training, like, you know, I love walking, I love running, I love skiing. Now, of course, climbing mountains is fun too, but and I've got stuff that I do at home as far as my gym, my pull-ups, my push-ups, my squats, my, you know, dumbbells, all that as crunches. So my point is, it's really great to mix up exercise and mix up workouts and not just do one type. I know people that go on the treadmill 4 times a week. They do it every day and they do it their entire lives and they go to a gym and do it. And that's okay. It's good that you're moving, but mix it up. Do something cool, do something fun, train for something, train for a half marathon, train for a 10K, a 5K, whatever it may be. Get out there, mix it up, do your thing. You'll find that when you incorporate a lot of fun into it. But I love, by the way, I'm really starting to get into stand-up paddleboarding. It's going to be our new thing. But when you get out and do a lot of different things and mix it up and don't just keep doing the same thing over and over, that's a kind of a recipe for boredom, for failure, when you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. Have fun, do some crazy things, inject some serious challenges into your workouts and into your life. You will be really happy that you did that. I'm trying to think, before I go today, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I want to talk to you about. I'm just out here. You can see it's beautiful. We're coming into the, it's going to be cold soon. By the way, I've got my Colorado shirt here. Let's see if you can see this. Hang on. Simply Colorado. If you're watching the video, you see my shirt here, Simply Colorado. Something else I'll mention. This is big in my life. I want to share this with you since you are a friend. My son, well, today's his birthday. My son, Evan, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Evan. Yeah, wherever you are, happy birthday. He's actually in the San Francisco area now. And Evan and his lovely fiance, Karia, are getting married next month. They're getting married in October in San Diego. So we're heading out there to the wedding. And that's going to be, we'll stay out there, do some cool things. Yoko's parents are coming in from Japan, so we're going to kind of meet there. My parents will be there. It's going to be a really great family thing, and Evan and Karia have just tons of friends that are going to be there. So things like this in my life, it's what we're living for, just spending time with the people that we love and friends and family and you and my followers and fans. It's just, this is what it's all about. And yeah, I feel that I'm blessed because I've kind of created this life that is just, it's fun and productive and I'm helping and teaching other people. So thanks so much for being with me. Thanks for being a friend. I appreciate it. If you have any friends or family members you'd like to share this with, feel free to share. I appreciate that and I welcome that. And I'm trying to do a lot of these Periscope broadcasts. If you don't know what Periscope is, it's an app on the iPhone or on the Droid. Download it. It's free. Follow me. I'm David Matto on Periscope. And it's kind of like a live video broadcast, sending it out to a lot of people. I just get on and talk about whatever I feel like talking about. It could be running, could be eating plant-based, it could, whatever it is, I talk about it and it's fun. So anyway, I'll end it today. This is the end of episode 101. I'll be back for number 102 pretty soon with you. Have a great day. Whatever you do, make it healthy. Live a great lifestyle. Oh, one more thing, real quick. September 26th, I think it is. It's going to be Saturday, September 26th. If you're watching this in time, I'm going to be speaking at the Charlottesville, Virginia Veg Fest, a vegetarian festival. I'm going to be talking about just some great things. So if you're anywhere in the area, anywhere in the Mid-Atlantic area, come over to Charlottesville, Virginia, September 26th. Hang out with me. I'm speaking at 2 p.m. Hope to have a full room there and give me some energy. And until next time, I'll see you on the next episode of The Dave and Matter Lifestyle Show. I am Dr. Dave, and see you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.